Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my new podcast, Anger Environmentalist. My name's Taylor. I'm going to be the host of this new podcast that I'm creating. I'm very, very excited to finally bring this to life. I've been working on it and debating on even doing it for a few months now, so I'm kind of happy to just get out there and start doing it. As you can tell from the name, this podcast is going to be about the environment and climate change and all these different topics that I'm going to be hoping to discuss. It's just going to be a bunch of things, current events, all the things that I'm passionate about, and I'm going to have guest speakers as well. So I wanted to give a little bit of an introduction about me. My name's Taylor. I just graduated with my undergraduate degree as an environmental studies major with a certificate in environmental conservation and a minor in sustainability. And I'm currently going for my environmental science and policy master's, which is really, really exciting. So boring for everyone else. But again, you know, I want to do a little introduction so you know about me. I've interned at a wolf center. I'm currently a naturalist at a preserve. I interned at a state park doing some aquatic turtle research. I own my own dog walking business. And I also interned at an ecological institute, which was amazing. So that was a very quick little overview on me. I could go into depth and talk about myself forever, but I'd rather make this a little more engaging and start talking about the topics that I will be discussing and do want to talk about within this podcast. So first, I want to make this an engaging podcast and not just be standing here and sitting here and be boring and speaking and lecturing because nobody wants to listen to that. I want to be able to engage with you guys and engage with the listeners. I want to have guest speakers. So what would be really cool is something like maybe have someone who helped write the report of the IPCC's new report. Have a scientist come in and talk about it. There was a lot of scientists working on that. So maybe have one of those people or someone in different little areas of like the environmental field and climate change and wildlife conservation, all that kind of stuff. So I really, really want to get and have people who are knowledgeable on all these topics come in and be a guest speaker. If you can't tell, this is my first time doing something like this. I've never done a podcast before. I'm kind of jumbled all the time, but I want this to be kind of like not so, you know, like, oh, I'm going to sit here and talk and lecture. Like I just said, I want it to be, you know, engaging. So sometimes it will be all over the place, like when I'm talking. So next other topics that I want to discuss are like fast fashion. I have a roommate who I think would be great to come and speak about that. She's amazing and knows all this stuff about fast fashion. A lot of my friends are environmental people already, so that's awesome for myself. I want to talk about any of the recent news that's going on. So again, like right now, the IPCC's new report, that's a big one, you know, that's in the news. People are talking about it. Code Red for Humanity is being passed around. So those are kind of the things I'm going to be drawing from, especially, you know, different news sources, that how they word it and what's really going on and what we can do. So doomsday things are going on everywhere and everyone's talking about that, but nobody's talking about what you can do from that doomsday discussion. I want some of the episodes and the end of the doom part of the episode to be more of what are we going to do about it? Because I can sit here and say Code Red for Humanity, but what does that do if I don't tell you how we can fix it or how we can at least attempt to fix it? You know, so I want to definitely do that, you know, definitely try to find options to what we can do as the people, what we can do to fix this problem that humans have created. Because without action, we'll never finish anything. We'll never do anything. We won't progress. So I wanna do things like that. I think that's extremely important. More topics I want to talk about are like wildlife conservation, endangered species, different conservation issues within like many different types of species, whether it be a species in the United States or it be a species in China. You know, I want all different animals from all over the world and all different wildlife and ecosystems because, you know, it's important to hear from people everywhere. You know, so I'm not going to sit here and talk about an animal from South America. I want somebody who's been down there or who lives down there and knows that ecosystem way better than I do to come and speak to you about it. Other topics are like sustainability. And within sustainability, there's hundreds of things you can talk about. You can talk about plastic waste. You can talk about food waste. You can talk about wind power and solar power, electric cars and the sustainability of those and what the future will look like with those things, with the transition to those things and cutting carbon emissions to net zero. That's extremely important. And I think it's called direct air captures or direct carbon captures. I'm getting really interested in those and I'm trying to educate myself more about. So that is one thing. If you know somebody who's working directly with those or somebody who's a scientist at one of the universities that's researching this, please reach out to me. I really would love to have you come onto this podcast and talk and just educate me as well. I'm very interested in it and kind of looking at maybe going to moving to geoengineering and doing something in that field after I get this master's or maybe even switch to that because that has really been an interest of mine. A big thing I want to point out is I want to talk about policy, not politics. And what I mean by that is I want to talk about the policies that are coming from, you know, all these different parties. So just say an example, the Democrats come up with this bill or this policy they want to propose and they want to get passed. I want to talk about the policy itself, not the people who are passing it. Does that mean I just want it to be, you know, I'm not going to bash the Democrats. I'm not going to bash the Republicans. I'm not going to bash people who think they're liberal or conservative. Not think, but who are liberal or conservative. I want to talk about the facts and the things that are happening, not the things that the background noise that is leading to fighting and all this stuff. I don't want that. So my rule here is policy, not politics. I think that's important. Other things like pollution, I think I mentioned this before, but electric cars, I really want to get into those kind of things and talk about that. They're really stuff that's been interesting me and hot topics right now, you know, it's that pun not intended. It's really, really important to be discussing these things and how we can fix it and what is actually going on because there's so much surface level stuff that we see. But we don't. So, for example, we see Arctic's melting. So people just think, you know, oh, you know, ice is melting. What does that mean? What does heating oceans or like warming oceans and what does that all have to do? What is the albedo effect? What is all of this? We need to be able to get past that surface level stuff and talk about how this is happening. What is actually happening? Because I didn't understand anything until I started, you know, doing all this research by myself. We need to be looking into the root causes, the nitty-gritty details, not just, again, not the surface level, because with the surface level stuff, we won't get anywhere. Okay, ice is melting. What does that mean? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for the animals and the wildlife that live there and will be affected in coastal communities? Going into coastal communities, I want to discuss environmental justice and injustice and how people think, you know, oh, well, we need to talk about this. We should have been talking about this hundreds of years ago. You know, we should have been talking about this kind of stuff because the ignoring of specific communities and cutting people out and not hearing from diverse people and diverse communities, we're in this situation now. You know, we're in this situation. If we just had all respected each other and listened, we would not be in this situation. So environmental justice and injustice, you can't talk about climate change and the environment without discussing the injustices that are happening both environmentally and socially. So those are just, again, that's not, you know, the topics I want to talk about. There's going to be way, way more. But those are just kind of like the surface level things and the big topics. But within those topics, there's hundreds of little subtopics that you can also discuss and look at. And if you guys, like I think I mentioned this before, if any of the listeners have things they want to hear or somebody they know that they want to hear speak, please reach out to me because I really want to try to learn and network and hear from everyone, hear from all of you guys. I want to be able to learn myself. And I also, within my network, I have people that I am thinking I already want to have come and speak. But again, I want to expand that network and really get to meet other climate scientists and wildlife conservationists because, you know, we to be able to fix things and make a change, we need to come together. The youth and young adults like myself and the youth, we need to start taking hold of this movement. It's really, really important. I think we see a lot of this stuff on social media. I'm just going to click and post and I did my part. That's not enough for anything you talk about. It's never enough. It's never enough for social media. I have a friend who's very against social media, and I'm starting as well to become very against it because, yeah, it's amazing to be able to share things and share podcasts like this. But when we think, okay, I posted a picture of the fires in Greece. Well, what are we doing? You might not have the means to donate. I'm not saying you have to donate. But are you having those conversations with people? Are you talking about how agriculture or the way we eat is also impacting the environment? You know, it's those conversations that are going to make the change. There are those little changes that we make that are going to start adding up. Like when I became a vegetarian 5 years ago, there was no Impossible Burger. You know, there was nothing. You wanted to eat at a restaurant, yet you ate a salad. That's it. Like, that's all it was. And now, because we, the consumers, said we care about veganism and vegetarianism, we changed the market to make Burger King has the Impossible Burger. They're doing so well because of that Impossible Burger, you know, because people said, I want that, and they did it. So it's things like that. We can change the market. We can move around what we think should happen, put our voices out there and advocate. But again, don't get me wrong. I also know that it's the government, it's the CEOs, it's the billionaires that are the most harmful people to our climate right now due to inaction sometimes it is action that they are doing that's making it worse, you know? Donate, make changes, go to communities and help, make policies, advocate. Those people can all be doing this. And they, not all of them, but most of them refuse to. But don't get me wrong, you know, there are people like that who are doing things. Like a big example is Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, he did fly a private jet to an environmental gala. You know, that's kind of like, okay, you're telling me to do it, but then you're not doing it. But he's out there and talking about it and trying to get us to change. He should himself change to reflect what he's saying, but it's people like that need to come out and start talking about what they're doing environmentally, because it's the people like me and maybe the people listening to this podcast that will see what they're doing and say, I want to do that, you know, and that's what we need to start doing. But going back to making change, I think I really am a big proponent on we need to start now. We need to do everything we can to get to net zero emissions. But I say sooner than 2050. You know, that's what scientists and people are saying. I think it needs to be sooner. I think we need to get there sooner. And I get it. There's the economic part of it. But I still say you can't have an economy without a world that you can live in. So that's just my take on it. And again, I don't want to get too into that because I'm not really educated 100% on the finances and the economic part, which I will have somebody come in and actually talk about that because I think that's important. But again, like I said, you can't have an economy without a place to live. So, and by that I mean the earth. So that's kind of wrapping up today's first episode. I'm super, super excited to finally have recorded this and have attempted to edit it and get it together. And I hope it's not too much of a mess and too jumbled of words and speech. Sometimes I'm bad with that. I will hopefully be getting better at that as this progresses. And I really, really do hope that I can start to engage with the listeners and get listeners, you know, get people and try to, you know, make the biggest impact as I can. So again, thank you for coming and listening to The Angry Environmentalist. I hope to see you next week, and go make changes. Go save the world. We need each and every one of you.